Welcome to Shattering Myths, a program devoted to the largest segment of society, to those who know that the world's political, religious, military, economic, and media institutions are corrupt, that they are counterproductive, and that they cannot be fixed. Our phone number, if you'd like to participate in this discussion, which will begin with IQ Al-Rasuli, is toll-free 877-300-7645. IQ Al-Rasuli is the author of a pair of books called Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam. It's a topical presentation of the key themes of Islam, proving that Islam is a complete farce, an utter fraud, a declaration of war against all humankind, a terrorist dogma. IQ, when the President of the United States said yesterday, actually, I guess it was on Wednesday evening, that the Islamic State was not Islamic. What was your response?
I laughed. I mean, I really laughed. But, I mean, I laughed because he was cheating the American people. He knew what he was talking about. He was lying. He was deceiving the American people. And I found it really sickening. He's the same man who said in his speeches, you can keep your doctor. And of course he lied. My question is this, based on which Islamic scripture has Obama the audacity to tell Muslims how to interpret their perfectly clear Quran? He said God would command his followers to butcher others. Well, Obama the closeted Muslim has lied even more. Because the God of Islam called Allah commands the followers of Muhammad to do precisely these sordid deeds in perfectly clear verses. By the way, ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, Boko Haram, Salafi Shabab, and 99% of the mullahs and imams on earth tell us that their actions have been commanded by their God Allah in Muhammad Quran. And yet, our utterly imbecile and clueless leaders tell us and the Muslims that they are wrong. I can't fathom it, really.
You know, I'm accustomed to politicians lying. That's why I'm apolitical. I'm not a supporter of either political party in the United States nor of any political movement anywhere in the world. I'm opposed to all politics. I think that every political leader in the world is a lying, self-serving scumbag. I think the same thing of every religious leader in the world. But it is a different level of moral perpetrude altogether when a man says the opposite about an enemy to whom he is about to go to war. If you're going to commit the blood and wealth of a nation to attack an enemy, and you don't even have the audacity to tell the truth about that enemy, but instead are going to say the antithesis about them, that the Islamic State is not Islamic, then hell is too fine a place for such an individual.
This is treason.
Of course.
This is treason.
To
put American lives in harm's way without actually explaining to the soldiers who are going to die that they are facing an enemy who is believing in their own so-called religion, but he tells them the opposite. This is treason.
I agree. Yeah, if you can't base your argument on the truth, if you have to deliberately and knowingly lie to make your point, then your point isn't worth making. Now, I want to devote most of this program to us sharing absolute proof that the Quran and Hadith are murderous and that Allah is a God of death, not of life. But before we go there, when America under George Bush committed to invade Afghanistan, I told everyone who would listen that we would make a bad situation worse. When that he was going to invade Iraq, I told everyone who would listen that that mission would be suicidal. It would be like Vietnam that we would make a bad situation worse. And I went through the details of everything that would happen with an invasion of Iraq. I was right about everything I said. When the Obamanator announced that he was going to bomb Libya, I told the American people exactly how it would turn out and that we would make a very bad situation infinitely worse. I'm saying exactly the same thing about the bombing of the Islamic State, that there is a 0% chance that we will prevail in destroying them. And by attacking them in this way and denouncing their connection to Islam, we're going to make a bad situation much worse. What is your conclusion?
I would agree with you if it is only America. First of all, I disagree with Obama to send boots on the ground. Every single nation on earth today must contribute. China should be included. Russia should be included. Japan should be included in India. Because we are all threatened. We are all in the line of fire. Not only of ISIS. ISIS is only one facet of Islam. They are now instigating movements to terrorize the Indians on the continent of India, or the subcontinent of India. They are trying to do now the same thing to Israel. We are all facing the same murderous group. And they are all these murderous groups are reading exactly the same scripture. By the way, talking about Libya, I said exactly the same thing 4 years ago about what's happening in so-called Arab Spring. I said nothing will come out of the Arab Spring. Not a single country will be democratic and everything will collapse. And this is exactly what happened. Because you and I understand the mentality of Islam. That's the difference.
It was not an Arab Spring. It was a Islamic Reformation. And it was obvious that it was going to be an Islamic Reformation, and the catalyst for it was Obama's speech in Cairo. On behalf of Islam and the Muslim Brotherhood. Your response is to a different scenario than I proposed. In my question, what I stated was whether or not American bombing of the Islamic State is going to make the Islamic State stronger or weaker. And it is my conclusion that the United States bombing of the Islamic State will make the Islamic State considerably stronger. Your response was that as a world, we should go after Islam. We should be intolerant of Islam. The world should be infinitely more aggressive towards the extermination, towards the isolation of Islam than it is Ebola. Is really your response. So your response would be, forget about the fact that there is an organization called the Islamic State. The problem is Islam.
Correct. It's a global problem. And America alone should not take the burden of doing it. If they are going to do it, it's got to be coordinated with every single nation on earth. And we can do it, by the way. I mean, the non-Muslim world. We can do that, and we can succeed, no question about it. We are the most productive, most inventive, most creative, and most powerful nations on earth. We can do that.
But we cannot.
But we need people who will say, yes, our enemy is not Muslims, it is Islam. And if the Muslims follow Islam, then the Muslims too are our enemies. It's that simple, not complicated.
Yeah, except for the fact that this is not an enemy that can be effectively eradicated with bullets and bombs. There is no military solution to this problem. The solution to the problem is telling the truth. The cause of the problem is Obama saying that there is no correlation between Islam and the Islamic State.
But
that's the source of the problem.
Yeah, but he's not the only one. Every leader in Europe is doing exactly the same thing. He's not the only one.
I agree. But that is the source of the problem.
Yes.
The solution to the problem is the antithesis of that.
Correct.
The solution to the problem is for the world's leaders, for the world's media, for the world's academics, for the world's militaries, all collectively to shed their stupidity, I can't just say ignorance, and begin to proclaim the truth, to say that there is a direct correlation between Islam and terrorism. There is a direct correlation between Islam and poverty and sexual abuse and domestic violence and child molestation, that Islam is incompatible with humanity.
Yes, I agree with you. I was a few minutes ago with Sam Sorbo, and I said exactly the same thing. I said we have to destroy the cult belief system of Islam using their own books, their own scripture. Bullets
Correct.
And guns will not do it. Short of exterminating 1.5 billion people, you cannot do the job. But by
Correct.
Proving that Islam is not a religion, and that God, that Allah, the God of Islam, is nothing to do with the God of the Bible, it self-destructs. It really does self-destruct.
There was a time where death would have been an appropriate remedy. During Muhammad's time and immediately thereafter, had the rational world coalesced against Islam, had the Persians and the Byzantines, rather than warring with each other, seen the rise of a common foe, and Islam and its hosts, those Muslims infected with the disease, had they been eradicated, then the world would be in a very different spot. There was once a time where the world's militaries could have prevailed, but we have passed that time by many centuries. Now the only weapon that can be wielded is Islam against Islam. You need to fight Islam with the Quran and Hadith.
Yes, but how do you do that?
Well, the difficulty is that almost everyone who is empowered is saying the opposite.
Exactly.
Is either out of ignorance or stupidity or grotesque immorality or a sense of
ignorance anymore. Either malice or stupidity. It can't be ignorance.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't really, when if I look at the at some of the world's leaders, like the leader of the United Kingdom, I think he is just flat out stupid. I think he is a absolutely stupid man.
I agree.
Obama. I don't think Obama's stupid. I think he's just absolutely pure evil. We'll be back. Welcome back to Shattering Myths. It's my conclusion, IQ, that the Islamic State is essentially irrelevant to the rest of the world. That the Islamic State will continue to do its thing in Western Iraq and in Eastern Syria. But that other than potentially invading Jordan, the Islamic State's not going to expand further. It's not going to try to take over the tiny swath of land controlled by the Kurds, and by arming the Kurds, we're assuring that Iraq will never be unified again. And it has no incentive to go against the Shiite militias of Iran around Baghdad, and we'll just cede that area to Iran. So they're not going anywhere. The carnage that they could perpetrate on the Zoroastrians and the Christians has already been done. And what do we care that Sunnis kill Shias?
We don't.
I just leave them alone.
But will they stop the way you are talking about? That's the question.
I don't think there's any chance that we're going to see the Islamic State try to invade Iran. Now, if they were to, I think that would be beneficial to the world. I don't think there's any chance they're going to try to invade Turkey. But I think Turkey under Erdogan is such a deplorable place. I'm not even sure that a fight between the two, should it happen, and I think the chances are less than 1%. That they'll invade Turkey, we would not have a dog in that fight. We wouldn't care how many Muslims killed, how many Muslims. I don't see how they take over Lebanon because Hezbollah is too entrenched.
They have a problem
What are they going to do? They're not going to go attack Saudi Arabia.
Jordan is a weak
so the only Yeah. The only country that they could move into that would expand their footprint is Jordan.
Correct.
And the issue with Jordan is that that the mythical people known as the Palestinians who are in the refugee camps, they they're actually real people, subhuman because they're Muslims, and there is no such thing as a Palestinian. But they are likely to rise up and join the Islamic State. So the preponderance of the Jordanians are likely to oppose the dictatorial government. And so I can see how in Jordan the Islamic State could prevail, but I don't see them going any further than that.
Yeah, but when they prevail in Jordan, they're not going to let Israel stay the way it is. It's impossible. Then you would have Hamas on the left, Hezbollah in the north, and ISIS on the right, on the east side. There is no way on earth there will be peace in that area.
Well, no way. There is no way there is going to be peace in that area anyway. Yahweh, who does have something that Allah craves, he is actually God, has told us exactly what's going to happen relative to Muslims in Israel. His prophecies regarding the next 20 years between fights between Islam and Israel are extraordinarily well documented. So we know exactly what's going to happen there. Muslims by the hundreds of millions are going to pour into Israel as terrorists. And they're going to begin to do so sometime in 2026 to 2027. It's a fait accompli. That is absolutely going to happen. And God himself is going to intervene to stop them because the IDF will be incapable of doing so. So Israel's fate is certain. So I'm not much concerned about it, but I do see them effectively going into to Jordan, and I think that bombing them is simply going to make them more popular and increase the likelihood that that occurs.
Okay. That's also a possibility. But the scenario is catastrophic, no matter how I look at it.
Well, I think there is one aspect of the Islamic world that is actually beneficial, and that is they're at open war with each other. There is an open war in Syria and Iraq between Sunni and Shia, and they are, for the first time in a very long time, aggressively killing one another. And so long as they're killing one another, their focus is not on terrorizing the rest of us. So there is one benefit to all of this. I think that the world was vastly more dangerous when Iran was given absolute control over Iraq and was given an army to control Iraq. And I think that the world is actually safer with Iraq torn to pieces than Sunni and Shias killing each other. Welcome back to Shattering Myths. IQ, I don't want you to get the misimpression that I don't think the Islamic State is significant. They are. I think it's the most effective, largest, best equipped, best financed, best managed Islamic terrorist organization in modern history. I think the Islamic State is 1,000 times, maybe more, maybe 100,000 times. Better equipped and better managed and more popular than Al-Qaeda was even at its peak 15 years ago. I just think that relative to the whole of the Islamic threat, the Islamic State is a pimple on a camel's behind.
I agree. Your description is perfect. I have been on several talk shows recently, and I said, for those who believe in the divine, this is God's last warning to humanity. ISIS is God's last warning to humanity that if they don't face up to Islam, they are going to be destroyed. And those who don't believe in God, unless they also wake up and connect the dots that every single Muslim organization under any name you can think of are reading exactly the same scripture, which is Quran. And unless we deal with these based on the Quran, We are not going to solve the problem. A lot of people ask me, okay, IQ, so you are very clever. So you know about the Quran, you know about the Hadith, you know that Bush was wrong, you know Obama is wrong. What is your solution? Mm-hmm. The problem is when I tell them what the solution is, they're under shock. Because the solution requires martial law. The solution requires draconian law. The solution is, first of all, to admit that there is a problem, and that the problem is Islam. The problem is the Quran. The problem is that Muslims. And unless and until we face this problem and declare it publicly, you can't even start. And then the minute you start, then what do? I tell them, you close every mosque. You close every madrasa. You don't allow importation or bringing of any more immigrants from Islamic countries. And those who are here without any visa or something, you send them back to their country. And those who want to leave, good luck. We'll pay them. Get out.
Yeah. It's the reality is the only rational and merciful solution that will allow the world to survive is to make Islam illegal, to isolate Muslims, and to quarantine them. That's it. There is no other viable solution. And any other option, any other approach, is merciless, it's deadly, and it plays right into the hands of the Islamic terrorists. You have to realize that Islam is responsible for 99.9% of the terrorist acts around the world. And that the Muslims who perpetrate terror haven't corrupted their religion. Their religion has corrupted them. It is impossible to be a good Muslim and to be a good person. Those are simple facts.
It's a fact.
Yes.
It is a fact. We watch it on television. How is it conceivable to see these people rounding soldiers who surrendered, put them literally run with no shoes in the desert, in their underwear, line them in a ditch and shoot them dead? Even the Nazis didn't do that.
The Nazis were the Nazis were in my view equally horrible. But there really is no distinction between Nazism and Islam. Apart from people and time and place, Nazism and the Quran and Hadith are extraordinarily similar texts. So there is common behavior. Islam is not the only thing that makes man savage. It just happens to be the most popular poison causing people to be savages. And there's no way to fix it. Islam cannot be reformed. There is no such thing as moderate Islam. The fact is that there's only one Islam, and that Islam is the Islam of Muhammad. It is presented in the Hadith and the Quran. It is Sunnah. And it is the most lethal poison in the world today.
Agreed. I'm agreeing with you simply because we are reading the same scripture. We came to the same conclusion.
The single most deadly thing, IQ, that we can do, the single most destructive thing we can do, is what the President of the United States did two nights ago, where he said there is no correlation between Islam and the Islamic State, that the Islamic State is not Islamic. And that is the single most dangerous thing we can do. When we lie about the nature of the carnage, if we lie about the motivation, if we lie about the only thing that is true about the Islamic State only has one thing that is meaningful, and that is their allegiance to the Quran, to the Hadith, to Sunnah, to Islam, to Muhammad, to Allah. That's all that matters to them. And when you disassociate them from their entire motivation, then you're certain to fail, and you're certain to make a bad situation worse when you engage militarily.
But this is exactly why America lost in Afghanistan. This is exactly why America lost in Iraq. This is why America has lost in North Africa. This is why America will lose, not only America, Europe, the whole world will lose unless they come to realize and face up to the fact, as you said, that it is Islam, Islam, Islam. Nobody during World War II and before World War II ever said there was an extremist or a militant or a radical Nazi or even a moderate Nazi. Never. This was never in the language 70 years ago. Never.
Correct.
All of a sudden we have moderate Muslims, radical Muslims, extremists. As you said, there is no such thing. There is no such thing.
Extremist doctrines, extremist ideologies.
A moderate Muslim is considered the enemy of Islam. An apostate to be slaughtered like the infidels.
Yeah. The Quran is clear. The Ninth Surah makes it absolutely clear that it is impossible to be a moderate, peaceful Muslim. According to Allah, and I'm going to tell you that while Allah is an imaginary figure, still from an Islamic point of view, there is no higher document than the Quran and no higher authority than Allah to a Muslim, and Allah and in his Quran affirms that that it is impossible to be a moderate, peaceful Muslim. He says the moment a Muslim fails to engage and support jihad, which is fighting in Allah's cause, killing anyone who will not submit to Islam, he ceases to be a Muslim, becomes a hypocrite, and must be killed.
Yeah. It says so. It repeatedly says so.
I mean, so Muhammad, the part of America's strategy now is to go arm the moderate jihadists, the moderate rebels in Syria.
I heard that.
I don't think there's even three of them. I mean, if you were to search and interview everyone engaged in the battle in Syria, I don't think you could find three moderates. I don't think you find three.
Because they cannot exist. They don't exist. They would be killed by their own friends. They don't exist.
Correct.
There is no such thing as a moderate Muslim. It's a contradiction in terms, an oxymoron. You are right.
Just look how stupid we are.
Supply them with armaments. To do what? To go against Assad, by the way. Putin already threatened the United States of America and anybody else who's going to interfere. And you know what? I believe Putin will take action. Unlike Obama.
But but the most amazing thing is that on one side of the now non-existent border in Syria, the United States, through Qatar, is on the side of the Sunnis, arming them in their battle against the Shia Assad regime. But then you move 50 miles to the east, and in Iraq, America is arming and on the side of the Shias as they attack the Sunnis. How in the world can you be on both sides and arming both sides and claim that you're going to win this war and destroy an enemy that you are actually equipping?
But they have been doing it. The CIA has been doing this for 50 years, 60 years, arming both sides. And then both sides end up beating the enemies of America. It's really insane. It's totally insane. It doesn't make sense.
Let's say that America were to provide $100 billion worth of weapons and 100,000 advisors, military advisors, to the Iraqi government, which is controlled entirely by mullahs in Tehran. And they were to eradicate Sunni Islam in Iraq. Would America be safer or more at risk?
More at risk.
Of course.
The Iranians will continue. By the way, the Iranians will continue with the atomic weapons.
Of course. Well, I mean, if we were to prevail as they want, and we are to use the means that they want to deploy, that the Abominator wants to deploy, America becomes infinitely more at risk, because then we have superpowered the Iranian Shia Muslims, and they are the only Muslims that are developing a nuclear arsenal for the express purpose of destroying America. That will be suicidal.
Yes, and they declare it publicly. Yada is public.
Yeah.
The big Satan, the little Satan, and we shall extend death to America, they say. Death to America, death to Israel, death to the Jews.
Right.
Hezbollah was saying there are hundreds of thousands of men standing and shouting, death to America, death to Israel, death to the Jews, death to the Christians. And nobody wakes up.
No, No, and here we are arming them with, and we're stamping Allahu Akbar on every one of the weapon systems that we're providing the Shia Muslims in Iraq. Coordinating our efforts with the Iranians, who are continuing to make their nuclear arsenal, which they intend to deploy in America. What we're doing is so insane and so suicidal. You know, it's hard to imagine evil to the level that it has to exist within both sides of the American governance, whether it is John McClown that said, see, I told you we never should have left Iraq. I was right the whole time. We should have kept our troops in Iraq. No. The Islamic State was created because we invaded Iraq. It wouldn't exist today had we not invaded Iraq. Iraq wouldn't be three factions trying to annihilate one another if we hadn't invaded Iraq. It's our invasion of Iraq that caused all these problems. If we had stayed in Iraq, all that would have happened is more Americans would have died and America would have squandered more money. Now, you're an Iraqi. When we return to Shattering Myths, I'm going to let you challenge that. It's not about us staying in Iraq that caused this problem or not staying there. It's about us invading Iraq in the first place. Welcome back to Shattering Myths. IQ, the CIA announced today that they were wrong about... they actually wouldn't say they're wrong. They had said that previously the Islamic State had 10,000 total fighters, and now they say that they can muster between 20,000 and 30,000 total fighters in Iraq and Syria. Do you believe that the Islamic State, when they a month or so ago, when they began this attack, succeeded with only 10,000 jihadists? And that today they are between 20 and 30,000 jihadists? Well, are they that small?
I found it incredible that only 1,000 people were going to Mosul and conquer Mosul, take the whole of Mosul and 1,000 people. I found that very remarkable. But the Arabs are cowards. Muslims are cowards. They are. I'm not kidding. They really are.
Yes.
So it is not impossible they ran away. Why would anybody surrender to ISIS? I don't understand. Those soldiers, the 700 who were captured, why would they surrender to ISIS knowing full well they will kill them? It doesn't make sense.
Well, the whole thing doesn't make any sense, particularly when you recognize that there's a million Iraqi Shia Muslims under arms. About 900, in fact, over a million, 900,000 in their security forces and about 300,000 as part of the Shiite militias. And there is a 0% possibility that against 1.2 million, that 10,000 people could have prevailed.
Absolutely no. No chance in hell.
Not even remotely possible. Yeah. And so you wonder, why is the CIA lying? I suspect they're lying because the thing that made the Islamic State, that changed them from the Islamic State in Iraq to the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria and now just the Islamic State and caused them to be so successful, is that it is a merger of the American Awakening program where Petraeus came up with the stupid idea of arming and equipping Sunni Muslims to go after, quote-unquote, Al-Qaeda. And, in fact, what they did is they joined forces with the Islamic State, and by so doing, it became a very large organization and very successful.
Yes, it makes sense. Because the numbers are so small. And they have no air cover. They have no anti-aircraft missile. And they were able to cover an area equal to the size of Iraq. If you count the area of Syria and what they conquered in Iraq, it's actually almost the whole size of Iraq. It's unbelievable.
Right.
It took 500,000 soldiers to beat Saddam Hussein. 500,000 soldiers with the most sophisticated air cover.
Right.
And yet those people... ragtag army were able to take the same size of land in no time. In no time.
And when you get information from a spy organization that is this incompatible with reality, you have to wonder, what on earth are we paying them for? Why not just eliminate the CIA? They're obviously completely lost. They're counterproductive. They're useless because there is a 0% possibility that the Islamic State is comprised of only 20,000 to 30,000 fighters and that it was comprised of only 10,000 during the time that they made their great gains. Impossible.
It's impossible. Definitely it's impossible.
Right. And yeah, I'm assuming that America doesn't want to admit that the Awakening Program was a huge disaster and that the Awakening Program was exactly as you and I predicted, that the Awakening Program would be the source of civil war between Shia and Sunni Islam in Iraq, and that it would blow the country apart. And it is the Awakening Program of Sunni warlords that joined the Islamic State's terrorist organization that created the success that we are witnessing today.
The same thing was repeated in Afghanistan. Exactly the same policy. And the same people who were armed by America are with the Taliban.
Of course.
The same people.
We're supplying the weapons on both sides. I mean, if we're America to bomb ISIS, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, we're using American weapons to destroy American weapons, and then through Qatar, we're supplying more American weapons so that we have a foe that we can go fight and bomb. It's like America needs a war just to be relevant, so the only way that we can do it is to arm our opponent.
The mental asylum is being run by the inmates.
Yes. And it is completely evil and wholly insane. IQ, I want to thank you for participating
with us.
I'll
see you next week.
We have a mess, don't we? We'll be back.